You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Salute to all the college kids going back to school. I've seen a couple pictures of parents pretty much sending their
salute
kids.
Salute to the parents is what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, I seen Dana Cortez, the Dana Cortez show. They sending their kid off to college, and I guess it was a lot of tears.
It's tough, man.
Yeah, so tough. What was that moment like when you first sent your kid to college?
All right, so all three of them, I cried, spoiler alert. More so when they go to college than any other moment. The oldest one, we dropped him off, got him, I had it all together. You know, Jacob, you know, everything's all together. And this is bizarre, like just hits you. So never did anything, you know, gave him a hug, left, drove back. We're like 20 miles outside of Houston from College Station. So I'd already driven an hour or whatever. And I'm just driving, you know, in the car quietly and just burst into tears. Like just, it's just
big
like.
Old, you big old teddy bear.
It just like hit me.
Damn.
Now the middle
CJ
one.
CJ Stroud.
Wow. Wow.
Soft. Oh, soft.
Ain't nothing wrong with crying. So CJ Stroud.
The middle one was even more bizarre. BG, so
your favorite, right?
Yeah, clearly
understood.
Dropped him off at college, came back home. Didn't even cry the whole drive home. It was a warm day, so I got in the pool. This is when I had the house with the pool up in the Walden area, and I sat in the pool and I looked up at his room, and he always had this blanket covering his window. You know, that was, forget what rock band it was. Anyways, a rock band. And so I was sitting in the pool. I looked up at that blanket, and he had left it, burst into tears.
Like just crying in the pool.
Just crying in the pool. And then the daughter was, again, right after she walked into the car. I mean, it's tough. It's tough.
Dang. Yeah. Dang, yeah. Salute to all the parents out there having those tough, I guess, goodbyes and sending their kids to college. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if these kids eventually going to take some of these classes. So it's been a list going around social media about the most unique course offered at every Texas FBS school. Mm-hmm. So, Lopez, you actually seen this too.
I probably did. Seen
it at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I want you to look at this list. I want you to go through all of these schools because some of these schools I'm not familiar with the logos. So I want you to go through these schools and text in 713-572-4610. The wildest class you took when you was in college. And I want to go through these classes, too. Which one of these classes would you take in the heartbeat?
I'll go through it for you because I do know these logos. I will tell you, the wildest class I ever took at A&M, and I'm sure they still have it, but not as wild as the one that they listed for A&M here, was called Music Appreciation. And I thought...
Oh, yeah, Music Appreciation is steady.
I thought, piece of cake. awesome. This was obviously the era of albums. And so I, you know, I went to class, had some fun.
Listened. I like music. I appreciate it.
Dude, it was, what is the Baroque period? What, you know, what is the classical period?
It's still a college class.
It went all the way from like.
He thought he was about to go to the record store.
I thought I was going to be listening to like Led Zeppelin and stuff, you know, but it was like every era of music. The final exam was he had a record player in the front of the class and he dropped the needle arbitrarily on this classical or Baroque or whatever period music, and you had to name, you know, obviously the composer and the era and whatever, you know, piece it was and all this, and I muddled my way through it, but it was a lot harder class.
You passed it, good for you.
Yeah, but it was
I failed my jazz appreciation class.
It was a lot harder than I thought it was. All right, so these are the most unique classes at every Texas FBS school. Rice University, Understanding the United States Through Baseball.
Oh, I'm you know what I'm guessing that class is? That the professor walks in and puts on Ken Burns Baseball every period. I would love it. Let's do it.
University of Texas, Arguing the End of the World is a class.
That's a great class for contrarians.
I was going to say, that sounds like a Reggie type of class.
Seth. That's a Seth class.
Yeah, that's a me and Seth class where I go in there and I go, yeah, I can handle this. And I'm like, oh, I'm not as bad as I thought I was. And these people are so much better than I am.
University of North Texas, Science, Skepticism, and Weird Behavior is a class.
Huh. Mm. Okay.
SMU, How to Build a Time Machine.
Okay.
That's
high in that class.
I would like to just walk in that class and sit in the back just to kind of see.
Just
what
audit it real quick?
Yeah. Like, I'm not in this class. I don't go here, but I just want to see what y'all talking about.
They are 97%. They get high in that class. 97%.
Well, what do they do in this class at the University of Houston? Their most unique class, actual class, beer appreciation.
Well, clearly they get drunk. Right? Yeah. It's right there. That sounds like a good one. That's a good good American
might
class.
Be a waiting list on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's right. Baylor University, Religion and Sport.
I'll pass on that one.
That sounds about right.
That makes sense.
Ain't that most of the Baylor classes, Religion and Sport?
Well, here's where I'm starting to pick up. I'm going to read the others in a minute. All of these classes kind of reflect the fan bases at these universities.
In a way.
They really do. TCU, Beyonce and Intersectionality.
At Texas Christian, huh?
At TCU.
Interesting. Okay, cool.
If this doesn't reflect this school, I don't know what does. UTSA, most unique class, Mariachi Ensemble.
I like it.
Mariachi Ensemble.
Do they just create it? Like, does the class just create a mariachi band? Because that feels like that's like a 14-person mariachi band that you just kind of put together in a semester.
This reflects A&M, Texas A&M. They have a class called Texas Barbecue.
Making it, eating it.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Actually, A&M has a big meat science department.
Oh, yeah. They got the meat judging team and everything.
Yeah. Texas State University, or what is it called now?
Texas State.
Here's the class.
You were thinking when it was like Southwest Texas State. Or whatever.
From Jay-Z to Kendrick Lamar, Politics, Power, and Identity in Hip-Hop.
I would have guessed that's like an NYU course.
Yeah.
They got that at Texas State? Party school? All right, cool. Shout out to Texas State.
Yeah, I could see somebody like Swiss Beats teaching that class.
Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah.
Texas Tech. The Zombie in Media and Popular Culture.
What does that even mean? Like talking about zombies?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sam Houston State. Podcasting. That's not that unique.
B. Scott took that?
I guess he did. And then finally, Texas El Paso, regional Mexican music.
Like it.
Dude, they reflect what they are.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love all. Somebody said, where do I sign to get my PhD in beer appreciation? Yep, University of Houston, baby.
Because I was looking at that, I wonder if it's not as great as we think.
Always are.
If you just go in and know, you actually got to do research on beer.
Yeah.
Like, I know they're kids. But nobody's we ain't in here getting drunk. We doing research and looking at the back of the nutritions when it comes to beer.
So when you use this hop, exactly.
Back in 1522.
And only barley from Northern Ireland is going to be.
Yeah.
No, look, I gave you this example. That music appreciation class, I was like, piece of cake. About to kick my ass.
Shout out to this one from the 832. They said at Cal they had a class called Drugs in the Brain, and I guarantee you that class was boring as hell. You were like, this is not what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of other ones that are coming in. Human Sexuality at Texas State, that tracks. from the 504. They said they were an accounting major, or they are an accounting major. They had to take art history. They hated it. Fair enough. I can understand that for sure.
Yeah, keep sending them in. Let me know what kind of weird classes you took.
Yeah.
Fly tying class.
Scuba diving at Sam Houston State.
Nice.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loot Sports Radio 610. And if you know me, you know that I hate when people remake the same damn movie, or it might be an old movie in the past and they try to redo it in 2025.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hate that, and I always want people to be creative. However, I don't want people to be this creative. Have you guys seen this movie or a trailer for this movie called Good Boy?
Yes.
Good Boy. So if you haven't seen it, it's about a movie that's coming out October 3rd. It's a horror movie starring a boy by the name of Indy. Mm-hmm. And Indy is a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a dog starring in a horror movie. And it's pretty much a scary movie told through the dog's eyes. And Indy, who is a loyal dog, noticed something strange and spooky happening to his owner, Todd, in their house. Indy tries to protect him from the scary force.
Don't do this to dogs.
That is, man, the worst possible idea you could do, man. Put a dog in a horror movie.
Dogs are the last pure thing we have.
The star in the horror movie. I was looking at some of the comments people talking about this. They're just like, man, if they kill the dog, I'm man. Yeah.
What's the monster in the film? The vacuum machine?
The vacuum.
I have no idea, but I seen some in the preview, and all I saw was the dog on the chain, like mm-hmm. chained up. And I was just like, nah, man, I can't do this.
You couldn't do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all because, like, no, just stick to the zombies. And,
let us have dogs.
Yeah,
man.
Just
don't ruin dogs.
You can rip the arm off of some dude, but just don't hurt the dog, please.
Yes, what he said.
Yeah, we could do all that stuff. Don't put the dog
through that.
The dog was just whimpering, and mm-hmm. you could tell the dog was scared.
No interest.
I'm like, man, I have no interest. And I like horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in the dog starring in the... Just seeing... What the dog go through? I be feeling bad for my dog. Sometimes when I get the broom out, he just go upstairs. He's just like, I ain't got
the
time
broom.
The broom. He's scared of everything.
He said anything that clean, the vacuum, the broom.
He seen me go back
the
in that
mop.
He seen me go back in that room. He do that final peep. Like, are you really getting it? He's like, nope. I'm shaking my head. I'm going upstairs. I'm like, damn, man.
Are you really getting it? Because I'm out.
He always do.
Because I'm out.
He be heading that way, and then he do that last check. Go back, like, is he really getting? Yep. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But, well, man, we ain't got to do this.
Let us have dogs.
Yeah, man, don't put the dog through that. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, and the way my brain thinks, how did you put the dog through all of that? Like,
right.
That dog got to get an Oscar or something, right, to do that. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. I'm trying to see where to go. You know what? I'm going to save this one for tomorrow, but it is National Radio Day.
That's true.
And we talked about a lot of our favorite radio moments, and I ran across this one from Payne and Pendergast. This was a funny moment that happened a few years ago. This was during the dog times when we still had the Easter Bee Talk and Casario took over, and then John McClain was on, and you know the one thing that John McClain always talk about whenever he's talk about people in power over there at NRG. Do you know what that is?
What's that?
Final say.
He always talked. Oh, God, yes. We had
Bill O'Brien has the final say.
Had a lot
Rick
of
Smith
fun with
had
that.
The final say.
Yeah.
Jack Easterby, he.
It's
he
in his contract.
Yep. He made the decision, but Bill O'Brien had final say. And this is a moment between Seth Payne and John McClain talking about final say.
On the very Houston Texans website, it says, together with head coach and general manager Bill O'Brien, Easterby helped reshape the Texans
it's
roster.
On their website?
Prior to the 2019 season, they executed five trades before the season to acquire pivotal pieces to its division title run. And it goes on to list all the incredible things that he and Bill O'Brien did side by side. But I know, I'm an idiot. I'm a moron. I forgot. Jack Easterby doesn't have anything to do with anything bad that happened. I'm the dullard. I'm the guy that chooses not to believe everything that they tell me about Jack Easterby. So I'm the idiot. I got it. Except on the website that says that he's doing it.
As Bill O'Brien told us last year, every time we were with him, he and Jack made decisions jointly. They worked together on everything, but Bill had final say.
But what does final say have to do with anything? What does final say? How does final say exonerate Jack Easterby from all the input that he would have given?
It doesn't exonerate Easterby because I'm just pointing out a fact, Seth.
John, you're moving the goalpost. You're moving the goalpost because I never claimed he had final say. You're telling me something. You're arguing against a straw man that I never even said.
I'm just pointing out a fact. O'Brien had final say. Casario has final say.
And the sky is blue. That's a fact that has nothing to do with the stuff I was talking about.
Well, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Pick it back up. I'm cool with it.
John McClain.
Yeah, pick it back up. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Sean in the middle is just like.
Dude, to be fair, for Seth, it was infuriating how he always said final say.
Yeah, he's been saying that for 20 years, man.
Yeah, it was something.
Rick Smith had final say. Bill O'Brien had final say.
Yeah.
He was doing that for a long time. I wonder if he's still doing that now.
I don't know.
You want to call him up and see? Somebody said National Radio Day. Shout out to Cuba Gooding Jr. What a joke. Appreciate that coming in. A number of various different classes that you guys took continuing to roll in. Somebody said that they took fruits, drugs, and GMOs. Okay, very good. And then somebody said another vote for music appreciation sucking out loud.
Dude, it was – I was like
– I feel like that's another – that is a tough rite of passage in college. Is a number of people taking music appreciation, thinking it's about to be an easy A and being very disappointed with what ultimately comes of it. Shout out to T. Mill, though, who is about to be on with the fellas right after us, saying that he took a class called the Psychology of Romantic Relationships. It was seven dudes in the class of 100. So, yeah, I imagine that the numbers were good for you there, but depends on what you were able to make happen.
How were the grades?
Yeah, well, that is a question that we'll have to ask him here in a little bit. There you go. Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here in the loop. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. Appreciate you hanging out with us from 346. Amy Adams had final say. All right, coming up next, let's get ready to hand things over to the fellas that are dry. We will do that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.